And that's how I got involved with Wolf at that level. So I was involved in both a local organization and at the national level.
I remember that time, Shani, when Wolf started fundraising to bring that case at the federal level. And I think that's when I first started, even as a non-member of the group, but I started seeing this was sort of the beginning of how they were going to approach gender identity in the law. And at the time, I didn't see it as a red flag. I knew that I disagreed with them legally. It didn't mean to me what it means now or how I see it now as them being consistent with conservatives. I just knew that it wasn't quite the way that I saw the law. And gosh, was that 2016?
Well, that's one of the really weird things about what happened with this is how it kind of coalesced with national politics. So I didn't have a disagreement over their legal like analysis of gender identity law in Title IX. My falling out with them was when they decided to formalize, economically, they decided to formalize a relationship with the far right. And it wasn't actually just directly toward the lawsuit. It was that one of the board members called me up to say, aside from the lawsuit where they had taken money, which is another, you know, you could argue the ethics of that, but it described right. in a one-off type way, they had decided to hire a far Christian right fundraiser in a permanent capacity to fundraise for the organization. And basically, with a lot of gaslighting, said that Wolf would not work on reproductive rights. And that the two places where the right wing and radical feminists see eye to eye is on porn / prostitution and gender identity. And that is when I just realized, wait, what? I do not have the same ideology around porn and prostitution as the right wing. And the fact that you think that and the fact means that we just have a completely different political understanding of these issues. If it had just been gender identity, I might have still stayed like hazy and not getting it. But I have a very clear understanding of the differences. I don't view the right as anti-prostitution or porn either. I view them as pro-prostitution and porn because their ideology requires a surplus of free sexual labor, a surplus of women who are rapable. And that is absolutely goes back to, you know, Marx and Engels. You cannot have women forced into these like nuclear families without some kind of, it's like with an economic class, you need that surplus labor. So like, I don't think the right wing is against porn. I think that's the most ridiculous thing ever. That was really shocking.